What are they? How big a threat are they? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Questions still unanswered after three unidentified objects were shot down in 3 days.
If they're serious enough for us to send fighter jets out to shoot down, then I think it's okay for the American people to know who's behind this.
That's Republican Congressman Lance Gooden. One was shot down over Alaska, the other over Canada, the third yesterday over Lake Huron near Michigan. Fox's Jennifer Griffin's at the Pentagon.
U.S. officials who I spoke to all weekend could not say for certain what these objects were, but said the reason they were shot down is that they were flying much lower than the Chinese spy balloon and could have threatened civilian aircraft. The last three objects were much smaller, about the size of a car as opposed to three buses. They did not have a steering mechanism. The Chinese spy balloon flew at 66,000 feet. These objects flew closer to 20,000 feet and seemed to be carried by the jet stream.
A four-year-old girl rescued alive in Turkey. After 177 hours trapped in the rubble. A few other survivors also found alive a week after earthquakes rocked Syria and Turkey. Fox's Greg Palcott's in very hard-hit Iskenderun.
We drove around the city, saw a scene of destruction after scene of destruction. Folks here facing the same kind of challenges elsewhere in the region, but quite strong. They need shelter, food, water, power, heating, you name it. The death toll, yes, mounting, now over 35,000. The injured, multiples of that.
Russia keeps bombarding eastern Ukraine, attacking a dozen cities and villages in the last 24 hours. NATO's leader warns all the military aid the U.S. and our allies are sending is leaving NATO ammunition stockpiles low. They're planning a parade in Kansas City for Wednesday, where the fans went wild last night after the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, beating the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
On Wall Street, some gains to start the week. The Dow is up 179 points. The NASDAQ is gaining 101. The S&P 500 adding 24 points. The price of oil, though, has been down today a little bit, still over 79 bucks a barrel, while gas is down another fraction. AAA's national average for regular at 341 a gallon, 6 cents less than a week ago, still 13 cents higher than a month ago. Starbucks has brewed up a rewards program that's been reworked, and customers might have a venti problem with it.
Specifically, how many stars that are now needed for active loyalty members to get a free item or drink. 50 stars is now 100 stars, 150 stars increases to 200, and so on. Meaning Starbucks reward members using a Starbucks card will now need to spend $100 to earn the 200 points needed to get a free Frappuccino. Members using a different form of payment would need to spend double that. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Movie theaters were not too full over the weekend, so it didn't take a lot to top the box office.
The third installment in the Magic Mike franchise earned $8.2 million in its first weekend in theaters.
Without further ado, I give you the visionary artist, Magic Mike.
So, Channing Tatum, the star of the trilogy, is reunited with director Steven Soderbergh. In second place, James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of Water.
The Way of Water connects all things. Before your birth and after your death.
The film bringing in $6.9 million in its ninth weekend. And another movie directed by Cameron comes in third place. The 1997 classic Titanic was re-released to nearly 2,500 theaters this weekend, taking in $6.4 million. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Now, box office numbers are typically low Super Bowl weekend. The fourth place movie about a Super Bowl, 80 for Brady. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.